Hi, I'm Neely Griffin. I'm a film composer and post-production audio engineer. Welcome to The Layer. Just wanted to share a little bit about how I get things done and what I use to do it. My desk is an island that I got from Lowe's, and I put it on a pair of sit-stand legs. So if I want, I can raise everything up, including the piano, and be a little more ergonomic. Because sitting 8 to 10 hours a day isn't awesome. Let's start with the computer. It's a Mac Studio 2022 with 64 gigabytes of RAM that I find is more than plenty for what I'm doing. My mixer on the desk is a Behringer X-Touch Compact that I use for dialogue, temp music, and click on dedicated faders, and then expression and dynamics for virtual instruments and whatever else that I may need it for. Next to that is an iPad running TouchOS C that I mainly use for an XY pad for instruments that need that. It's easier than doing it with a mouse. Then beside that, I have a monitor controller that it's basically just a volume knob. That's running into my interface, which is a Presonus Quantum 2626 that I got for the 8 outputs to do 5-1 mixing. Out of that, I'm going into a Behringer Ultragraph Pro EQ unit to EQ the studio monitors a little bit, just a taste. The mic that I use is a condenser mic. It's a Warm Audio WA-47 Junior that sounds good on anything. The headphones I use are Samson SR850s. My studio monitors are ATC SCM25A Mark IIs, and they've been fantastic. They were the biggest investment I made in my career, and I'm incredibly glad I did. It's cut my mix time down by half, if not more. Just the clarity that you get in the stereo field, you know exactly where everything is. My screens on the left, that's usually where I have my notes from the directors and all that. And then main screen in front of me is the DAW. And right side is the mixer, and then the TV on the wall has a picture. My piano I'm using is a M-Audio KeyStation 88 Mark III. I was using a weighted cord across for a long time, but playing all day long, especially trying to do fast stuff, it just wears your hand out. So I'm switching to this. It's non-weighted, so it's easier on your hands for longer stretches of composing. I will say the keys do stick a bit, which I'm not a huge fan of, but it's not a bad trade-off for the longevity of your hands. As far as the treatment in the room, some of it is theater curtains, like, so they're really thick, and then behind that in the corners I have GIK acoustic tri-traps, and then on top of that I've just got some Safe and Sound. The panels I made, it's on a wooden frame that I stuffed it with towels and then wrapped it in a tapestry that I found on Amazon and cut it into thirds and made it so it's beautiful and it sounds good. Aesthetically, I was going for a haunted theater vibe, which I'm pretty happy with how everything turned out. Because if you're going to spend 8 to 10 hours in a room, you want it to be comfortable. Hope this helps, and if you have any questions, leave them in the comments, and I will do my best to answer them. If you would like to learn more about me or hear my work, you can check out nlgcomposer.com.